your daughter on the stage, Mrs. Worthington. Don't put your daughter on the stage. The profession is overcrowded and the struggle's pretty tough. And admitting the fact she's burning to act, that isn't quite enough. She has nice hands to give the wretched girl her due, but don't you think her bust is too developed for her age? I repeat, Mrs. Worthington, sweet Mrs. Worthington, don't put your daughter on the stage.
Bayrak International presents Last Tango in Guernay, based on a comedy by David Tristram, as part of the occasional series of radio plays brought to you by Kyrenia Amateur Dramatic Society. The scene is an extremely simple one, cluttered with remnants of past amateur dramatic productions. There are a number of chairs laid out centre stage on which sit Bernard, Gordon and Joyce in total silence, looking extremely bored and very impatient.
It's getting on now, so I suggest we make a start.
But Margaret's not here yet.
She told me that she might not bother this year.
Oh, she always says that. She's just after attention.
We can't wait all night. It's nearly a quarter to.
She's not going to come now.
I'm calling the meeting to order. Right, this is the annual...
Sorry, I'm late.
Come on, Margaret. We've already started.
Is this it?
I'm afraid so.
Where's Alan?
Alan's broken his leg.
And Jane's got a Tupperware party tonight.
What about Peter and Alice?
They reckon they're not going to bother this year.
Oh, they always say that. They're just after attention. I suggest we start without them.
It's a matter of having to. They're not coming.
Right, down to the business in hand. This is the annual general meeting of the Guernsey Amateur Dramatic Society.
Point of order.
Yes, Margaret, what is it?
We should begin by electing our chairperson for the year.
Well, I was coming to that. It's the first item on the agenda.
Yes, but deciding the agenda is the job of the chairperson, whom we have not yet elected.
It is the job of the incumbent chairman to decide the best way to vote in the new chairman.
Chairperson? It could be a woman.
All right, chairperson. Does this really matter?
Absolutely. What happens if the new chairperson disagrees with the manner in which the old chairman decided upon the initial agenda?
Then the first item on that agenda, namely the voting in of the new chairperson, is declared invalid. In which case, the new chairperson is no longer the new chairperson and control reverts back to the original chairman.
What is this? Yes, bloody minister.
These things are important, Bernard.
Look, just cut the crap. Who wants Gordon to be chairman?
Yes.
No.
And who wants Margaret? Right, that's settled. Let's get on with it.
Happy now, Margaret?
Absolutely.
Right.
I don't envy you your job, Gordon.
Item 2, Treasurer's Report. Joyce?
Well, I'm afraid we lost money on our last production.
Oh, that makes a change.
Don't interrupt, Bernard. Let's have the details, Joyce.
Well, in total, we spent 804 Turkish lira and 50 kurush.
Does that include photocopies?
That's everything.
And how much did we take on the door?
Well, over the 3 nights, including programme sales and the revenue from Mrs. Marsh's delicious tea buns, which she kindly donated free of charge. Lovely and moist they were. I've got the recipe, by the way, if anyone...
Joyce!
307 TL and 50 kurush.
Another blockbuster.
In retrospect, I think we went a little overboard on the set.
Overboard? You gave me a budget of 208 TL.
You didn't have to spend it all.
Do you realise the cost of Conti board these days?
All right, all right. It's no good blaming Bernard. It's bigger audiences we need, not smaller sets. Now some bad news. I received this letter this morning from Stan Fellows.
Well, that's predictable. I suppose the miserable old sod is putting the rent up again.
Worse than that, I'm afraid. He actually wants us to start paying him some of it.
Have we not paid him?
Not for the last 3 years, no.
How much do we owe him?
4,000 lira.
Bloody hell.
Precisely. and he wants it paid in full before the end of the season, or we are out.
Out?
Out. Finished.
Where the hell are we supposed to find 4,000 TL? That's more than we lose in a whole season.
What about the British High Commission?
I spoke to them this afternoon.
And?
They were not hopeful.
Meaning what?
Well, they reckoned that with the amount that they'd sponsored our losses over the last 3 years, they could have reopened the old theatre. Apparently they have bets at the office on how much we're going to lose on each production.
Cheeky sods.
And I'm afraid we no longer meet their criteria for support.
What's that supposed to mean?
I think it means no more money.
Precisely.
And what exactly are their criteria for support?
Well, we're not offering theatre for children, or for ethnic or sexual minorities, or prisons. We have no disabled actors. We're not halal. We're just plain...
crap!
Well, that's a great attitude. So they no longer support theatre for the masses.
You can hardly describe our audiences as masses, Margaret. They stay away in droves.
So we've had it then.
The High Commission did offer one ray of hope.
What's that?
They're not going to ask for their money back.
Terrific.
No, I'm afraid there's only one way out of our crisis, and that's to make a huge profit on our next production.
Oh, really?
Which brings me neatly onto the next item on my agenda. Suggestions for the next production. Anybody got any thoughts? Yes, Joyce.
I'd like us to do Seven Brides for Seven Brothers.
Joyce, I know it's your favourite musical, but I have to say I can foresee a few logistical problems with us doing Seven Brides for Seven Brothers.
Like what?
Well, doesn't the title seem to suggest certain minimum casting requirements?
How do you mean?
There aren't enough of us, Joyce.
Oh. What about Oklahoma?
Same basic problem.
South Pacific?
No, Joyce.
We could have a crack at Robinson Crusoe.
You never want to do a musical.
It's not a matter of wanting, Joyce. It's a matter of what is possible.
Gordon's right, Joyce. Quite apart from the problem of numbers, you seem to have overlooked the fact that none of us can sing.
I can sing.
I'm sorry, Joyce. A musical is out of the question.
So, we'll end up doing what you want, as always.
Right. OK. Fine. That's settled then. For the opening production of the season, Joyce will direct and star in our very own adaptation of that famous musical, Two Brides for Two Brothers.
Leave me out of this. I'm just the set builder.
Sorry, Joyce. Make that Two Brides for One Brother.
We could recruit some new members, put an ad in Cyprus Today.
Joyce, I'd rather be the recruitment officer for BRT Television than for us. We've tried putting ads in Cyprus Today and in the other two papers and in our programmes. Nobody wants to know. They have all seen us perform, for goodness sake.
All right, you've made your point.
Anybody else got any suggestions?
What about
a nice little farce?
We always do a nice little farce.
It's what the people want.
What people? Our highly acclaimed production of Continental Quilt managed to sell 17 tickets over 3 nights.
And 3 of those were Joyce's husband.
He had to give me a lift home.
They all enjoyed it, though.
Nobody laughed.
Just because there weren't any crude outbursts of laughter, it doesn't mean to say they didn't find it amusing. They were smiling internally.
Says who?
Joyce's husband, for one. And a friend of mine said it was the best thing we'd done since... Oops, there go my trousers. Morty Vicar.
It's the only thing we've done since... Whoops, there go my trousers. Morty Vicar. Let's face it, we're the laughingstock of the area.
The only thing they don't laugh at is our comedies.
I see. So what do you suggest? That we disband?
Oh, no. That would be a terrible shame.
This is the only chance I get to escape the wife all week.
No one's suggesting that we disband, Margaret.
What then?
Well, luckily, your chairman has a plan.
What plan?
A production that's going to knock them dead and put bums on seats.
What production?
I have written a play.
You?
Don't sound so surprised, Margaret. I have written a play and it's going to be our salvation.
Gordon, we've managed to knacker some of the best plays ever written. What makes you think yours is going to fare any better?
Sex.
I beg your pardon?
There's only one thing that sells tickets these days. Really sells tickets. Sex.
You're mad.
Shut up and let him finish.
It's all right for you. You've just got to build the set.
Don't panic. Nobody's got to do anything embarrassing. We just make them think you do.
This all sounds very dodgy.
Not at all. The poster for my play will state a simple warning. Adults only. This play contains explicit scenes of nudity which may shock or offend. Then just watch them flocking.
And then what?
And then we give them a nice little farce.
Hold up a minute. You'll never get away with this. If we let them all come here thinking they're going to get a flash of Margaret's tits, we've got to deliver the goods.
You leave my tits out of this.
That's just my point. We can't. There'll be a riot.
No, there won't. They'll all be too embarrassed to admit that's why they came. Nobody will say a word.
It's cheap and vulgar.
Yes.
And it'll fill the place.
Yes.
What's it called, this play of yours?
Last Tango in Guinea.
Oh, my God.
Is it a musical?
No, Joyce, it's not a musical.
Oh.
I could never face the butcher again. He normally puts up a poster for me.
We won't need posters. We'll simply leak information to Mrs. Pym.
Mrs. Pym? That's brilliant. The whole area will know in seconds.
What's it about?
Ah, that's a real masterstroke. It's about the butcher.
The butcher?
And the baker, and the candlestick maker, and Mrs. Pym.
You're not making any sense, Gordon.
It's about Guernsey. I've loosely based all the characters on people in the area.
How loosely?
Well, medium loose. Loose-ish. Quite tight, actually.
Oh, my God.
The sordid revelations of an apparently respectable area.
We'll be lynched.
No, we won't. To lynch us, they're going to have to recognise themselves in the play, and they won't dare do that. Well, what do you think, Margaret?
It's madness.
Joyce?
Couldn't you put just one song in it?
Joyce, say yes, and I'll write you a song.
Yes.
Bernard?
I still think Margaret ought to lob her tits out.
Margaret is not lobbing anything out. Thank you very much.
What sort of set could you make for 2,000 lira?
2,000?
We could afford it on this one.
You can have bloody hydraulics for 2,000 and real brick walls.
Good man. Now you can see the potential.
Gordon turns slowly and looks at the impassive Margaret.
Margaret, I need your support.
So will she if she lobs her tits out.
Shut up, Bernard.
Go on, Margaret, give him an airing.
Will somebody drop a stage weight on that man's head?
Ignore him, Margaret. It's me who's asking.
You realise that this will be the end of our society?
Well, we're almost dead anyway. What do you want to do? Go out with a whimper or an almighty bang?
Do I get the lead?
Of course.
And no flashing of tits?
No.
Unless, of course, I consider it absolutely essential to the plot.
As you wish.
I'll have to think it over.
I understand. If you say no, I'll offer the lead to Joyce.
I've thought it over. Let's do it.
Excellent. Any other business? Right. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. I suggest we reconvene at the same time next week to begin rehearsals. This hasn't been typed up. It's taken me 2 weeks to write it, but I'm sure we'll cope. There you go, Bernard.
I don't want one.
Yes, you do. You're in it.
Hang on a minute. You're not getting me up on that stage.
Why not?
Well, I can't act for a start.
You don't have to act, Bernard. Just do what the rest of us do.
No way.
Bernard, you've got to. I need four actors. Everybody else is playing three parts. You're just doing the butcher. Look, if you don't do it, the whole thing's off.
Come on, Bernard. You've done it before.
It's a bit bloody different playing the back end of a horse in a kid's panto. I mean, look, this is a speaking part.
Look, Bernard, I'm going to be brutally honest with you. If I'd got a choice between you and Dustin Hoffman, you probably wouldn't get the part. But I haven't. So you're doing it. End of argument. Right, let's go. The first page is just my notes. So take it from the top of page two, Margaret's entrance. Ready, Bernard?
I'm not in yet.
Yes, you are. Top of page two.
Where?
Top of page two. Top of page two. Butcher. Top of page two, not the bottom, not the middle. Look, I know you're not an actor, Bernard, but I was hoping you could read.
Look, top of page two. No bloody butcher.
That's page three.
It's my page two.
What happened to page two?
I've got two page twos. But no page three.
Bernard, have you got two page threes?
No.
I've got two page threes.
Right.
But no page four.
I might be able to help you out there. I've got three of the buggers.
Joyce, you give Bernard your other page three.
I've already got a page three.
So what's the problem?
No bloody page two.
Who had two page twos?
Me.
Right, give your page two to Bernard.
Both of them?
No, just one. Now, Margaret, give your other page three to Joyce. Bernard, give one of your page fours to Margaret. Everybody happy now?
I've still got too many page fours.
Right, let's go top of page two, Margaret's entrance. Oh, bloody hell. Start reading it through.
Right, my entrance. Ready, Bernard?
I suppose so.
Right, Margaret enters. What am I carrying?
What?
It says Margaret enters... carrying a something. I can't read his writing.
Carrying a limp.
Oh, right. Which leg?
Why?
It's important to get the details of the character right, Bernard. You'll find this out.
It's just a read-through. It doesn't matter which leg.
The left, then.
If you like.
Or do you prefer the right?
No, I prefer the left. Just get on with it.
Morning, Gerald.
Morning, Mrs. Duffy. What can I get you today?
I fancy a bit of rump.
Don't we all, Mrs. Duffy? Don't we all?
Can I... This is appalling.
Come on, don't break the flow.
Can I have a look at your loins?
Any time, Mrs. Duffy. Just don't let your husband find out.
It's not exactly Chekhov, is it?
I think it's quite good. Carry on.
You know, Gerald, my husband, he don't realise just how much meat has gone up.
No, I bet he doesn't.
Oh, you are saucy, Gerald. I'm sorry, I can't do this. No one, but no one is going to buy tickets to see this garbage. And I'm going to tell Gordon so.
There we go. Our first ticket sales. 15 seats for Saturday.
15? That's more than we've ever had in one night.
I told you, Joyce, sex sells tickets.
Who was it?
The Tuesday morning ladies' group.
You are joking.
No. Looks like Mrs. Pym is doing her job very effectively.
Do they know it's a sex comedy?
I think they are relying on the fact.
The dirty old sods.
More a case of nostalgia with them. Still, every ticket counts. Right, how are you getting on with the opening scene?
Well, Margaret thinks...
Actually, Gordon, I think we've cracked it. How's this? Morning, Gerald.
Morning, Mrs. Duffield.
Hold it.
What can I get you today?
Hold it, hold it. Bernard, come on. You're a butcher. Be a butcher. Butchers are loud, rosy-cheeked and vivacious.
Ours isn't. Ours is a surly old bugger.
Well, I think we can allow ourselves a bit of artistic license.
Bernard's artistic license expired years ago.
Right, stuff your script.
Bernard! Bernard! Bernard, come back! Margaret didn't mean it. Did you, Margaret?
If he wants to be an actor, he's got to learn to take a little criticism.
I don't want to be an actor, remember? I'm a set builder.
It's a pity your sets aren't as wooden as your performances.
Bollocks!
Bernard! Bernard, come back!
Shan't!
Come on back in! Come on, Bernard. Well, it's nice to see the old team spirit is back with a vengeance. Now look, I'm the director here. I'll hand out the criticism when it's due, and it will be good, sound, constructive criticism. And we'll all take it in good heart, okay? Good. Right, now, Bernard, that was shite. Do it again, and this time put some life into it.
Morning, Mrs. Duffield.
Better.
What can I get you today?
Much better.
I fancy a bit of rump.
Hold it, Margaret.
You don't like the way I'm doing it, do you?
No, no.
It's not an easy line to deliver, you know.
Margaret, you're doing it fine. I just wondered what you've done to your leg.
My leg?
Are you in pain?
I'm acting, Gordon, just obeying stage directions. Margaret enters carrying a limp.
A lamp. Margaret enters carrying a lamp.
It's your bloody awful handwriting.
Well, look, I'm sorry. I haven't exactly had time to get the thing published.
So I'm carrying a lamp, not a limp.
Precisely.
All right, just as long as I know. These little details are important, you know.
Right, can we get on?
I fancy a bit of... which hand do you want the lamp in?
Look, skip this scene. I'm getting bored with it. Move on to page 4. Joyce, you're on.
Who am I playing?
You, Joyce. You are playing you, Joyce.
Playing myself?
Yes.
Me?
Well, I thought you were the obvious one for the part.
Oh, I'm not sure I can play myself, Gordon.
You're the right height. You've got the accent off to a T. What's the problem here? Just be yourself.
And do what?
Ah, it came to me in a flash of inspiration. You want to do a song, right?
Yes.
But this isn't a musical, it's a farce.
You can say that again.
So I thought, how can I get a song into a farce? Then it hit me.
What?
You're playing you. Practicing for the forthcoming production of Seven Brides for Seven Brothers, so you get to do a song from the show.
We're doing Seven Brides for Seven Brothers after all.
No, Joyce, watch my lips. My play is a play about an amateur dramatic society with you in it performing a musical.
Us, you mean?
Yes, us, if you like, but it could be someone else.
Are we doing a musical or not?
No! We're pretending to do it. It's a play. You're in a play about a play.
Hey?
Oh, never mind. Just read the words on the script. Page 4.
Where do I stand?
You don't stand. You lie down. You're in the bath.
The bath?
What better place to rehearse a song?
With no clothes on.
We'll cover you with bubbles.
I'm not taking my clothes off, Gordon.
You can wear a bikini. You'll be covered in bubbles.
I'm not wearing a bikini, Gordon.
All right, fine. You can wear a bloody abaya for all I care. I don't give a damn. Just don't pull it over your head. Right, you're in the bath singing away one of the big rousing numbers from Seven Brides for Seven Brothers, and I come bursting in and...
Who are you?
I'm the vicar.
What's the vicar doing in my bathroom?
He hears you singing and thinks you're calling for help.
What's he doing in my house?
Look, I'm not going to stand here and explain the whole plot. You'll have to pick it up as we go along.
It's a bit tricky when you keep skipping pages.
You were taking far too long.
We'd have been halfway through by now if you'd let me carry on.
I'll get it.
All right, let's crack on. Joyce, start singing.
What?
Anything. You're in the bath, sing.
When you're in
good.
Love.
Right, when now I come bursting in and say,
there's no
oh,
way
shit!
On earth to
isn't
hide
that a bit
it?
Strong for a vicar?
When I haven't got a page love, four.
Here, have this
really
one that's fallen on the floor.
Love,
thank you.
You simply let
right, I burst
your heart
in and say,
decide it.
Are you all right? Oops,
with
Mrs.
Every
Pilkington,
sigh,
I'm sorry.
With
I
every
never,
glance,
well, I never.
With every heart.
Joyce! Joyce, shut up!
It.
Script!
Oh, right. Now?
Yes, now, Joyce, before one of us dies.
Oh, Vicar, it's you.
Yes, I could have sworn I heard a cry for help.
I was just rehearsing for the forthcoming show.
I am terribly sorry. I think I'd better leave.
Yes, I think that would be best.
Right then, I'll leave then.
Right.
Is this in iambic parameter?
Shut up, you're on.
I am?
Mrs. Dodsworthy.
Oh, right. Mrs. Pilkington, are you our vicar?
Why, Mrs. Dodsworthy, I was just...
I can see what you were a-doing, vicar.
No, you've got it all wrong. I just came to have a look. I just came to lend a hand. I mean, she was just rehearsing.
Spare me the sordid details.
Great. Then you storm out. Well, go on, storm. And return a few seconds later to say...
The bishop, he's got to hear about this.
Terrific. Well, what do you think, Bernard?
I think it's the biggest load of crap I've ever seen in my life.
Well, thank you.
But it's just sold another 35 tickets for Saturday night.
35?
A block booking from the rugby club. I think we're in business.
Hello? I'm sorry, Friday and Saturday are both sold out. But we've still got a few tickets for Thursday night. You can? Okay, I'll reserve those for you. Two on the door for Thursday night, that's fine. No problem. Thank you, Vicar. Right, where were we?
We're supposed to be doing a dress rehearsal, top of page 46.
Oh, yes. What I was getting at, Joyce, you know that way when people get angry and how they tend to talk louder and worry less about their diction and move their arms about and stuff like that? Well, I'd like you to try and imitate that sort of thing. You know, it's called acting.
I'm doing my best.
I know. Perhaps you could do it better without the script.
Now, steady on.
Come on, Margaret. We open tomorrow night, and it's about time we tried it.
Hey, read this.
Not now, Bernard. I'm rehearsing.
You'll want to read this.
Later.
Read it.
What is it?
Read this, Margaret.
He can't do this.
Looks like he's done it.
A cabaret club.
Well, you can't really blame him. We haven't exactly raked the money in for him, have we?
He could at least have told us.
Does he honestly think that people are going to prefer this garbage to good live theatre?
No, but he obviously thinks they'll prefer it to us.
Opens September the 24th. So this really is the last tango in Gurney.
What are we going to do?
I'll tell you what we're going to do, Joyce. We're going to give them a night they'll never forget. Now, come on, let's show them what we're made of. Positions, everybody. Let's do it without scripts.
Will you prompt?
All right. Top of 46, Margaret's line. I'd like to have a word with you, Mrs. Pilkington.
I'd like to have a word with you, Mrs. Pilkington. Prompt, sorry.
What's going on?
What's gone on? Between my husband and you.
You and my husband.
Same thing. What's going on between you and my husband?
Is it me now?
Oh, yes, Joyce, it's you now.
How dare you?
Yes.
How dare you?
Anger, Joyce, anger. Look, like me, I'm angry and I'm shouting and I'm moving my arms about. Now, come on, Joyce, frighten me.
How dare you? Did that frighten you, Gordon?
It certainly did, Joyce. It scared the shit out of me. Look, we've got one day left. One. Then the biggest audience you've ever seen in your life is going to descend on this place. No one even knows their lines. Now come on, again, same place. Hold it, Bernard. Bernard! What the hell do you think you're doing?
What's it look like?
It looks like you're trying to ruin my rehearsal.
I'm trying to build the bloody set.
Well, you can't do it now.
Oh, and when would you like me to do it? Tomorrow night? Do you want me to wait until the bloody audience gets here? Perhaps I could ask some of them to give me a hand.
Can't you wait until we have a tea break?
And what am I supposed to do till then? When do I get a bloody tea break?
Look, calm down. Just let me get to the end and we'll all give you a hand. I promise.
I don't need your help.
Well, I was just offering.
Nice to see the old team spirit is back with a vengeance.
I don't want to be here until midnight, you know.
Just find something else to do, just for 5 minutes. That's all. Then it's all yours.
5 minutes.
Bloody actors, all bloody prima donnas, a lot of them.
All right, once more. This had better be the last time.
I'd like a word with you, Mrs. Pilkington. What's going on between my husband and you?
How dare you?
Joyce!
I'll tell you how I dare.
Hold it! Joyce, what are you doing?
You're the one that told me to move my arms, Gordon. You said it would make me look angry.
Yes, but an angry person, Joyce. An angry person, not an angry ostrich. Right from the top.
I'd like to have a word with you. Oh, blast. Not again. The lights.
Bernard!
What's the matter now?
Put the lights back on. I'm trying to rehearse.
I'm trying to set the buggers. Stages don't light themselves up, you know.
Can't you do it later?
I'm building the set later, remember?
We can't see the script.
What do you want to see the scripts for? You're supposed to know the words by now.
All right, Bernard, you win. Put the lights on. Come and build a damn set.
What about the rehearsal?
Stuff the rehearsal. We'll have to go on as we are. What the hell does it matter anyway? We're finished. I'm off to the pub.
Prima donna.
You all enjoyed the after-show party. Thank you for attending the debriefing. Right, Joyce, treasurer's report.
Well, in total, we spent 2,072 TL and 50 kurush on materials, props, costumes and set. Total money taken for ticket sales was 8,049 TL and
wow.
25 kurush.
That means we can pay off our debts and have some to spare. I suggest we donate what's left over to a local charity.
I'll arrange a cheque, Gordon.
Well, I've got to hand it to you, Gordon. As far as Gurney is concerned, you are the most successful playwright this century.
I think the one we really got to thank is you, Margaret.
Here, here.
That was a stroke of genius, Margaret.
And so unexpected.
Well, let's face it, they were on the verge of booing us off. It was do or die.
Nevertheless, it was a major personal sacrifice.
You should see the letters I've had. 17 offers of marriage, 3 of which I intend to follow up, and 1 offer of something disgusting, which I also intend to follow up.
Well, unless anyone has any other business? No? In that case, I declare the meeting closed and move that we officially disband the Gurney Amateur Dramatic Society.
Well, that's it then, I suppose. I'm going to miss the old place.
12 years we've been here.
A cabaret club. I suppose it had to happen eventually.
At least we went out with a bang.
And a song.
And a capacity crowd.
First time in living memory. Or should I say, mammary.
Thank you, Bernard. I'll miss your subtle sense of humour. I always did.
Well, I'll be toddling off then. Pity we didn't get a glimpse of the left one, Margaret. I've heard it's even better.
Well, maybe this is your chance, Bernard.
What's that?
The sequel. More Tangos in Guernsey. We have already massed advanced ticket sales. The only problem is Mrs. Pym has asked for 5% commission.
I don't understand. What about the cabaret club?
Ah, I had a call from Stan Fellows. Apparently, we're just the sort of act he's looking for. We're booked the opening Saturday night, strictly professional, of course.
What?
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's start rehearsing. Margaret, I think you need to work on that wiggle.
Now you I wonder which song I can get those in the next production.
You have been listening to the BRT CADS production of Last Tango in Guernsey, based on a play by David Tristram, directed by Tony Woods, with, in order of appearance, Alan Peake as Gordon, Stephen Everett as Bernard, Beverly Westbrook as Joyce, Diana Peake as Margaret, and Tony Woods as the announcer. Sound effects and editing were by Hal Crompton, and studio production was by Jan Garzi.